I've seen those reports. I only want to answer this once and once only, and let's not let it drag. I've never emailed Massimo Cellino in my life. So let's finish on that. The other point of view, the only time I was in contact with Mr. Cellino was late on Saturday evening when he spoke to me and asked me if I could attend a meeting on Sunday. And I'll finish on this point, and total finish on the subject. My first question to the owner on Sunday was, have you a head coach in place? When I met him, he said, no. The meeting started.
You talk about you know, way up the squad, Steve, but you are light in key areas. One senior goalkeeper and playing two up top. You've not got a plethora of strikers either, have you, at the minute?
Well, it was a surprise to me from a distance, and it was even more of a surprise when you come in the door and we see the likes of Lee Irwin has gone out on loan. He's a young man that I would have liked to have taken to my previous club, and in fact had spoken to his people. But I've been in touch with Lee, so he knows what the plan is for him on a basis when he's due possibly to come back available to us. He will be coming back, it won't be a possibly. And we're looking at all areas of the team, whether that be the goalkeeping area, whether it be in different parts of the team where we think we need to not only just strengthen in terms of numbers, but up strengthen in terms of quality. But it always has to balance back. You know, people talked about the amount of players that come in and out of Rotherham United, but we always had to balance it back for the chairman. You know, you can't just add to the payroll not to get off the bottom of it. So we have to be mindful that if we're going to add to it, and there is one or two exceptional rules where we're lighting numbers that you have to add, but if we're going to add in other areas, we may have to lighten in some areas. But that full assessment of the squad's not complete yet.
Looking at the game on Wednesday, you created a lot of chances. You'd be pleased with that side of it?
Yeah, I thought some of the play, especially in the second half, was terrific. I think we were very unfortunate to be behind at half-time. I think their goalkeeper is a great save from Antolucci. I think that's his pronunciation. And we had one or two things across the face of the goal. And the first real attack, we go behind. But in the second half, we asked the players to be brave. And when Steve Evans asked his players to be brave, I don't want people elbowing people and standing on people. I want them to get on the ball in tight areas. I want them to take people on. I want them to try crosses. I want them to have strikes at goal. And I think we did that. And I think Big Joe Lewis and the goal at Fulham prevented it from being a comfortable win. But we have to take that second half performance, which was full of vigour, full of quality, to the Reebok tomorrow.
It must be a challenge coming in and having two games within your first 6 days in charge. It doesn't give you a lot of time with the players. Is it just a quick word here and there at the minute?
Yeah, very much so. It's got to be more individual than collective, because we don't have lots of time. You know, when you take over on a Monday and you've got to deal with that situation, and then you have training, press, travel, back at the middle of the night. I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, the team coach gets back into Leeds, and then it's a bit recovery really through until today. So the boys have been in about an hour's time, and we'll train, and one or two people will look after a little bit, and the others will be out there, and gives one or two others the opportunity to put on some talent in front of us to get in the team, because we may change it tomorrow, we may just change it, and that's because we have to make sure we're 100% fresh.
So that would be from a freshness point of view or a tactical point of view?
Maybe a bit of both. You know, the one thing that we're not going to be predictable. You know, I think you guys heard me in a press conference on Tuesday when I said we love two strikers, we love 4-4-2. I think a better word from that is we like to play football. And tactics is only a thing that people make up in their head. Formations can be fixed, but you can have a 4-4-2 with diamonds, you can have 4-4-2 with two sitters and two push straight up the pitch. You can do a plethora of things, but we want to be fresh when we go to opposition and not be that if they work on our DVDs for two games, they know what we're going to do.
There's been white players playing previously, but probably an accusation that being enough balls getting into the box. Is that something that you've challenged the wide men to do more of?
Well, I think Stuart Dallas had more crosses into the box at Fulham than any players had the season.
That's the point.
And I thought it was terrific in spells, but you know, if you don't put balls into the box, you don't score goals. And I can remember openly speaking about my acclaim for the Watford team last year. As soon as they put balls into the box, they'd score a goal because they had people that could do that. We've got a striker who I think is as good as anyone in the league, in Chris Wood. If you give him chances, he'll score your goals. And so we have to put balls into the box.
Is there any update on Charlie Taylor at the moment, when we can expect him back?
No, I think we're looking at a couple of weeks, and from now I think it's a bit time, and I think because it's a virus rather than an injury, the medical department are just saying that medically they're advised that they just can't take the chance that this boy gets a knock in it and he creates some of whatever's happening in his system. But he's a big player that we're missing at the moment, but he'll be back.
You go to Bolton, they're under great pressure, obviously, at the foot of the table. Is it about, you know, putting your foot on their throat and really making them suffer at home?
Well, I don't know if it's about doing that. It's about trying to win the game. You know, we all know what a win could do for us. We've seen if we'd have got the 3 points, all ifs in football, but if we'd have got the 3 points at Fulham, we'd have been sitting mid-table. I don't think that changes after the games, and you look at who play each other tomorrow. If we can go to the Reebok and get Mafos win as a Leeds United manager, we'll sit mid-table. You know, and what will happen from that? Others above will just look at where Leeds are. That's all they'll do. And we'll just be marching on together if we get that 3 points.